voices. Vietnamese. I couldn't tell how many or where they came from. I had taped some of the grenades to my belt. Now I pulled some of the tape off and put it over my tags, sticking them to my chest.
"Where's the fucking chopper?"
Monica whispered.
"Maybe the rain's too hard,"
Lobel said. I cursed the rain. Why the hell did it have to rain? The voices were closer. We were bunched, too scared to move, to spread out. A noise to the right. We tried pressing against the trees, keeping our heads down. The moon came out partially. It was Won Kong. He had his piece by his side. He looked around, then put it down near a tree. He couldn't have been more than the distance from home plate to the pitcher's mound. Then he took his pants down and squatted. Lieutenant Gearhart stood and started toward the Kong. Monica raised his rifle to cover Gearhart. For a few seconds, I couldn't see Gearhart at all. Then I saw him just as the Kong saw him, but it was too late. Gearhart was on him. Monica went toward them. By the time he got there, it was all over. Gearhart had wasted the Kong. The chopper. We heard it, but we couldn't see it.
"Sweet mother, Density 1.
Brunner spoke into the phone.
"Can you spot yellow?"
Brunner got an affirmative answer, and Brew threw a yellow signal flare toward the clearing in front of us. It flared up briefly and died, but the chopper had seen it. It came down quickly, and we started for it.
"Come on!"
Pee-wee was on first with Monocle on his back. There was firing behind us. They hadn't spotted us yet. I got on the chopper and twisted to help the next guy on. It was Wallowick. Wallowick's piece went off and ricocheted around the inside of the chopper and got one of the crew.
"Asshole!"
The pilot kicked Wallowick as Brew and Johnson got on. There was a scream. Not just a scream, but a sound that was like something awful and almost inhuman.
"Man down!"
The chopper machine guns raked the wood line.
"Lights!"
Simpson and Gearhart were going back. Monaco was out the door and I followed him. The chopper's guns were sweeping everything and I ran in a crouched position. The lights went on and I saw Gearhart and Simpson helping one of the new guys. Simpson waved at the chopper and the lights went off. We got back into the chopper and everybody grabbed something and held on tight as it pulled away.
"Who set the first flare off?"
Monaco asked.
"We got somebody here working for Charlie?"